If you look back in 2001, the then Commissioner of the Police, Mr. Isikie Sebuah, he embarked on a gay bashing trial following the brutal murder of gay couple John Scott and Greg Viscrivna. So to get their response last night during the Speaker's debate from the Police Commissioner is very welcoming to the House of Chamelon as well as to the LGBT movement in Fiji. So we see this as a positive step, and we're looking forward to engaging with the Fiji Police as well as other relevant authorities in Fiji.
And when the meeting occurs, what sort of things will you be telling the Commissioner?
Well, we're hoping to sort of like get the meeting once we wrap up with our research. We also recognize that, you know, we have a gap in Fiji in terms of actually getting the numbers and the data to sort of like inform our evidence and our interventions, particularly around numbers and data on transgender women and violence. So this Thursday, we'll be launching the first ever research on the sexual and gender-based violence project with support from the European Union and the Fiji Rights Women's Movement, along with all other partners. The House of Chamelon will be embarking on Fiji's first ever and probably the first in the Pacific on a research focusing specifically on transgender women-based violence. So hopefully we'll be able to sort of have that analysis and also some policy briefing to be able to have something to deliver on the table when we meet with the Police Commissioner.
Now, I've seen in local reports of the debate that the women's minister said that Fiji has come a long way in dealing with the issue of violence against women. Do you agree with that? Do you think that is the case?
I would say that we have made some progress in the past in terms of the laws and policies compared 10 years ago. If we're really looking at 10 years ago, then we've made some progress. We have the assault unit, for example, within the Fiji Police Force. We have the crimes decree. We have the no-trial policy and so forth, and other relevant laws in terms of violence against women. However, we have more to do to scale up our interventions and our strategies. First of all, one of the huge gaps is we need to improve on our implementation of these laws and policies and programs in different departments. So better implementation of these laws and policies is necessary in order for us to truly, you know, reach to where we really want to go in terms of actually making some progress.
And what about specific issues facing transgender women when it comes to being the victims of violence or reporting violent incidents to police? Do they face any particular issues?
We had some reports from in the past from our members who report to the Fiji Police Force, and the response has been really negative in terms of handling of police cases and locking up of transgender women in male sense, when in fact, you know, these are all part of the conversations that we really want to engage with the police force as well as the Ministry of Women and other relevant stakeholders. So it's really about improving what is the existing response in terms of violence against women in this country, and also making sure that we have that analysis of, you know, recognizing that women of all their diversities experience violence, and also making sure that, you know, the response is not just on biological women, but violence, recognition of violence and intersectional violence of women and girls, particularly as it relates to women of all our diversity, including transgender women. So we really have a long way to go. One of the things that we really want to work on in terms with the Fiji Police is the no-drop policy. The no-drop policy, the current no-drop policy of the Fiji Police only recognizes biologically born women. So one of the areas that we wanted to improve in terms of engaging with the Fiji Police is to be able to expand the definition of women in the laws and policies that we have, and to include transgender women who report violence within the police force or anywhere else.